out to my nigga Q. Rest in peace, baby.
You still here with me?
What they don't know is
the bullshit, the drama.
Thing about the Vatican right now is the Ebola scare.
Dun 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 dun.
That nobody was scared about.
Ebola! Ebola!
Oh my god! I heard that they sell that at some a certain Chinese restaurant in Michigan.
Ebola? Oh man, the Noodle King.
Ebola.
You know, the Noodle King, when I ate at his restaurant, gave me Ebola like syndrome symptoms.
Symptoms.
Welcome to the Dubcast Slamtasia 5 edition. We are merely a week out from the biggest ISW show of the year. My name is Ben Gordon. Also joining me, two members of the Brain Trust that make ISW what it is.
Two members? We are the Brain Trust.
Oh,
yeah.
We're the funny ones, too.
Well, I have nothing to do with that whatsoever. But joining us here on the Dubcast is, of course, as always, a man who's been getting around the podcast world as of late, Mike Roch, El Presidente.
I'm a podcast slut.
And someone who gets around on his own all by himself, Ed Wood.
I am a slut.
I get around all over town.
Just because it's this podcast doesn't mean that you can't, you know, I am supposed to be called the last word in entertainment.
Wait, you've changed it? It's
again, yes. I am now the last word in entertainment.
I haven't done a podcast with you in so long, which is weird because I usually do one with you like at least once a month. It's been so long. Who are you again? What are we? What is this? Anyway, so Slamtasia 5 is the reason we've all gathered for this. We want to get you hyped up for everything going on that day. It's not just a day of wrestling. There's a wedding. There's a contest. And there's a tryout show. What? There's so much going on. I can't even contain it. All right, I'm going to calm down right now.
Listen, man, it's a full day of wrestling, a full day, starting at like 4 p.m., ending at around midnight. We're going to go ham. We're going to go crazy on this motherfucker. We've wanted to do a doubleheader in the Air LaMarche Theater for some time, and what better promotion to do it with than ourselves?
Yes, yes.
You know, we get an overabundance of booking emails, and we never really knew what to do with them because there's just too goddamn many. So what I decided was we should all get together and come up with a plan. And Ed Wood himself came up with the plan to hold a tryout event to fucking weed out the people who actually want to be a part of interspecies wrestling from the phonies who are just sending mass booking emails to multiple promotions. And just doing the copy-paste thing.
Hello, I am a wrestler. I wear kick pads, and you should let me wrestle on your show and pay me.
Pretty much.
Listen, most of these emails I get are so fucking bad that I would rather be receiving emails from Dr. Mimje Ubawa from fucking Nigeria offering to give me millions of dollars in exchange for some of my own hard-earned money. But, yeah, we decided to weed them out to see who actually wants to be part of Interspecies Wrestling. A fucking awesome group of guys came forward. Funny enough, a lot of the people who contact us more than anybody else did not.
Yes, so I found that amusing myself.
I guess they really didn't want to be a part of this.
Nope.
But, you know, that's okay. Just makes them look phony, and it shows that we were right in never booking them. But, yes, we got a good bunch. It's going to be a good time. And Pinky Sanchez has got the book. Anything can happen there.
That was not my idea.
Well, listen, let's be honest. Pinky Sanchez, loose cannon, kind of a social misfit. But on the other hand, that guy's got a wealth of knowledge when it comes to pro wrestling. He's very smart. He can help anybody who's trying out for this event easily. And I'm going to be real with you, too. Like, the tryout not only is showing us new talents, but it's showing me new talents that I could possibly put characters on, because in the States, we get a bunch of invitations to take part in other people's events with showcase matches and whatnot. And it's usually ideal for interspecies wrestling to send, you know, character-based wrestlers to these events to serve as like a commercial for what we are about. You know what I mean? We're very, very gimmicky pro wrestling. And the problem is that within the Connecticut and New York regions, we don't have very many of those. So if we could get a bunch of new ones, that would greatly help.
And the only way that we'll be able to find out if they're any good is to have a crowd there. So if you're listening to this and you've got nothing to do in the afternoon on October 25th, come down a little bit early. Come down to the Heirloom Arts Theater. You get in for $5, and then your voice will be heard, because
absolutely
the fan's voice obviously is what's going to determine how often or if we bring these people back. And so obviously come down, tweet your thoughts about the show, tweet your thoughts about who's on the show, and obviously your voice will be heard.
Yeah, I've got your touch screen intelligent telephone devices. Bring those. Hit up that Twitter app. Hit us up at ISDub. Tell us who you want to keep, who you want to fuck off and never come back. That's what we want to hear from you. We want to know who you think should be part of us, who do you think should leave after this tryout event.
It's going to be tough because, like you said, there's some really, really – and there's some names that are, you know, popular in this area already. And they've approached us to do this. And I'm glad it worked out this way because, like Mike said, we were able to now weed out – those people that weren't serious with us. And I think that benefits us entirely. But also, we must remember that this is going to lead to something. It's not just us. There's going to be promoters from Wrestle Jam there, Revival Pro Wrestling.
International Wrestling Syndicate, the IWS, of course, one of the most famous independent promotions ever to exist in Canada. Mm-hmm. And the one that's obviously launched the most people. I mean, Kevin Steen, Generico, both got their start in the IWS, both signed to the WWE. You know, this is a promotion that you want their eyes on you. And I heard their booker's a good-looking dude.
Yeah. And Paragon is sending a representative. They're the newest organization here in Connecticut.
Acclaim Pro Wrestling from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. And we've also got the booker on hand from the huge, huge annual events put on as part of the Heavy Montreal concert tour. The event's called Heavy Mania, and it's something real special. And you could potentially be a part of that if you impress.
Yeah. So this isn't just, you know, just us looking for someone new. This is there's going to be a lot of eyes on a lot of people.
And joining us on the Dubcast right now to help us talk about this awesome tryout show that we're all very excited for, the man who's responsible for putting this whole shindig together, the one, the only, Pinky Sanchez.
It's Pinky and the Book of Pure Evil.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Yeah, man, Pinky and the Book of Pure Evil. It's a tryout show. It's new. It's a fresh idea for ISW, and we're going to put we were putting it together. You know what I'm saying? I tried to make as much sense as possible of everything thrown at me, and I loved every second of it. And I can't wait for everybody to come out to Danbury October 25th to the Heirloom Arena and rock out at 4 o'clock during the day. So get yourself a nice lunch. Come over, have some snacks with Kyle, some cheesecake, man, right? Get yourself some good stuff, people. Come see the wrestling. Support the future of professional wrestling. Support the future of ISW, of this species wrestling. And I'm booking it. And from 4 o'clock on to the end of the day, P.D. Sanchez in the Book of Pure Evil will ride supreme over
Pinky, where did this whole idea come from? Whose genius idea? And I'm assuming it was yours, Raji. How did this whole idea for, hey, let's let Pinky book this show?
Actually, it wasn't my idea at all. It was just kind of like an interspecies wrestling. Like, we decided that who knows the talents in the New York and shit area better than Pinky Sanchez?
Anybody?
He's the guy. Shut the fuck up. He's the guy for it. And Pinky's always expressed a desire to book too. So
yeah, I always stood kind of tight with the dudes at ISW. Like when they would go over like what shows and what matches to do and like little ideas. We would always in fun bounce off ideas with each other. And Ben Gordon has been has seen a lot of that go down on the pages of ISW.
And it's morphed its way. It's hatched its way.
Yeah, it's morphed into, yeah. I'm sorry for rambling, but, you know.
All right. We don't want to know exactly what you've got in store.
I'm not telling.
As far as the matches.
I'm not telling. I will say this, though.
going to be a classical retelling, right? Like, think about a show, right? And think if you fused two things together. This is going to be like a classical retelling of like, Gone with the Wind, but wrestling. It's going to be great, guys. I'm really, really excited for it.
Now, you're not going to tell us any of the matches. That's totally fine.
Not at all.
But one of the things that we do know that you have planned is that you've named the Noodle King as the head official for this show. That guy's a piece of shit, number one. Why? Where would you get the idea for him to be in charge of all of the matches?
You know, the Noodle King, you know, I see a young kid. He's a good cook. You know, I like to eat, and I love Chinese food. So I thought to myself, hey, we got that in common. So I know the man, you know, the man knows his stuff about noodles and all that, and you know, managing restaurants, 5-star restaurants, first off, by the end. Mike Roch, you are such a hater. I have been to Michigan plenty of times.
Pinky, right? I got Ebola-like symptoms from eating that food.
Nah, man. I was chilling with Rick and Scott, all right? And I'm not trying to name drop, you know what I'm saying? I was chilling in Michigan, and we would go to Noodle King. And it was great. It was great. We laughed. We had fun. It was awesome. And you're just a hater, Mike. So, you know, Mike Roch, you, at least I have that, you know, I have that, you know. I don't know why I'm shitting on Roch right now, but I'm sorry, Roch.
He does give the Noodle King a hard time.
Yeah, and you're just sticking up for your boy.
I just don't want no beef. Let's keep it professional, guys, all right? Noodle King is going to be head referee.
If you don't want beef, don't eat at Noodle King. Or eat at Noodle King, rather.
All right, Roch. Cut it out, Roch.
It ain't beef.
Cut it out. Cut it out, buddy. Cut it out. All right. I can't bring you anywhere. You're going to cause us a lot of heat with Noodle King in the state of Michigan that loves Noodle King and Rick and Scott.
So we know Noodle King is going to be there. Who else can you tell us? Don't reveal all your secrets, but who else can you tell us that's going to be there?
You know who's going to be there? You want to talk about New York standouts and local area standouts? We got one of the best tag teams to come in a long time. We got EYSBO. They're coming down, and they're bringing it. Our little nephews, EYSBO, they're coming down. They're repping Pazuzu, baby. And they're going to show the world what they got. Who else we got? I got you 500 pounds of Agile Black Chocolate. That's right. Dark Side's coming down. Or up, should I correct myself. Dark Side's coming up, too. And who else I got? I got the prehistoric caveman, brother. Caveman's going to make his ISW debut. It's going to be awesome.
Lots of great talent. I've seen these guys before, all of them. They all are very, very special in their own unique ways. Anybody else? Are you keeping the rest of the cards in your chest?
No, not at all. Because you want to know something? I didn't just tap into the talent pool of New York City. No, I didn't. I said there's a lot of good talent everywhere. So I said I made a little call to some New England guys, and I said I need some good tag teams up there also. Who do I got in mind? Oh, I called the Hoods. The Hoods, one of the most innovative tag teams going on right now. Men very familiar to UIFBO. I've seen these two teams tear it up. And you know who else I've seen them tear it up with, too, who I signed? The Minutemen. Oh, yeah, that's right, the Minutemen. The Minutemen are coming down. It's their time. The Minutemen are going to show ISW what it's all about, baby.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Sound like
oh, yeah. I can see it. I can feel it in your guys' bones. It's earth-shattering announcements right now. I'll reveal the scoops. I got this. You know who else is coming down?
No, please tell us.
Top Shelf Troy Nelson. He's coming down. He might have a few in him, but he's going to come down. He's ready to fight. He's ready to show what he got. And you know who else I got? You want to know who else I got? Do you want to know who else I got on the card ready to blow your brains and your minds and your butts away? I got Eric C. Jones coming to town. And you know why they call him Eric C. Jones? Because he's the man. That's right, he's the man. So he's coming up from Virginia, from the Appalachian Trails or whatever the hell he's coming from. He's coming to Danbury, Connecticut. He's ready to rock and roll. And you want to know something else? We got Thorsten Creed coming down, guys. Big, big man. Thorsten Creed. He's gonna put in that work, guys. I hope you're prepared.
Out of all the talent you booked, who do you think is going to come out on top? Do you have any idea?
Man, that's a tough question, because any talent that night could change the scope of professional wrestling. And
I'm just super excited about it.
You know, Pinky, I've been receiving a bunch of these booking emails for this event as well, and I passed them along to you. So I'm privy to everybody you booked. And there's other guys coming out too. Like, we got the Beast Ben Ortiz. He's a standout from New York as well. We've got Dave fucking right. Cole. You're no stranger Dave to Cole. Dave Cole.
Listen, I've been up and down the road with Dave Cole. I have fought tooth and nail with Dave Cole. I have blood, sweat, and tears. Dave Cole. Dave Cole is my nemesis. Dave Cole is one of the greatest arch rivals I've ever had. If I could say anything, I would say Dave Cole is a great arch rival. A great arch rival. He's someone that I respect, but at the same time, I have no problem kicking him in the face as hard as I can. It's there. The bloodlust. Dave Cole's bringing that bloodlust. Dave Cole's going to bring some weird, weird stuff. October 25th at Danbury, Connecticut. And Ben Ortiz is coming too, and he's bringing it. And I respect him. He's going to bring it. He's coming on that life cycle, brother.
Ben Ortiz did a VIP match a couple shows ago, and it was really impressive.
He liked it. Everyone in the crowd liked it. He was a good dude.
We have another tag team coming from Pennsylvania called the Ghostbusters. The fuck do you know about the Ghostbusters, Pinky Sanchez?
Well, I hope Bill Murray doesn't sue me for booking them. What do I know about the Ghostbusters? I don't know. Let me tell you something, brother. Pinky ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Now, Pinkerton, you claim that you're not afraid of ghosts, but there's another mysterious character set to make his debut at this tryout event. He calls himself the Silk Stalker. What are your thoughts on this guy?
Oh, my God. That sounds terrifying. Who the hell is this Silk Stalker? I don't remember booking a guy called the Silk Stalker.
Evidently, you did book this man, the Silk Stalker. Not only did you book him, he sent me a series of disturbing imagery and video of himself basically saying what he's going to do to the ISW roster, and none of it's pleasant. None of it.
Silk Stalker! You, my friend, tread lightly if you decide to come to Danbury, Connecticut, October 25th, especially at 4 o'clock to begin the Book of Pure Evil.
Well, I think we've officially been warmed up for Pinky and the Book of Pure Evil.
That's right.
Right before Slamtasia 5.
You know what, Ben? I like that, Ben. You're hired. Come to the show.
Ben,
all right.
I might have you commentate.
Oh.
Ben and Pinky, I would just like to add that it's currently 12:17 in the morning, a.m., and Pinky is in the middle of First Avenue in fucking downtown Manhattan or some shit, yelling his ass off about Pinky
First
and the
First Avenue on 4th Street, chilling at Club Karma, living a lavish life. Wine, champagne, the finer things in life, baby.
Doughy
wine dicks. And dining, 69ing, woo!
All right, so that's it. The event's been plugged. The talent's been named. Be there 4 o'clock, October 25th. Pinky, fuck off.
Yeah! Mike Rutch, I'll see you at the movie.
But you know what? As excited as we all are for that show, for the pre-show coming a little bit earlier, obviously a lot of excitement has been building over the past couple of months when it comes to Slamtasia 5. And the reason, I think, one of many reasons, let's be honest, fans bring the LEGO Deathmatch. It's back. It's back in a big way. The Interspecies Championship is going to be on the line as Izzy Dead Yet takes on Buck Spellmar, potentially for the last time ever, because one of these two is probably going to die.
I hope nobody dies, Ben. I mean, come on.
It's a deathmatch. The point of that is to kill somebody.
No, Ben, it's just implied death.
Oh. And in addition to
a female dick.
Oh my God, you guys are idiots.
Joining us on the line right now, taking part in what is also one of the most anticipated matches on Slamtasia 5 for the Tag Team Championships of Interspecies Wrestling, one half of the challenging team, Tremendous Investigations, Dan Barry joining us here on the Dubcast. What's up, Dan?
Doughy Dick.
Of course, we all know that new hit song, Doughy Dick, by...
That's a new Kesha song, isn't it?
Yes!
Fuck that.
Shooting cool with rope, because I got a Doughy Dick.
No, fuck that. We're going to record that shit in Connecticut.
I'm going to be rich off of it.
Yes.
All right, so how's it going, gang?
We're good. We're just talking about how much we're looking forward to next Saturday in Danbury, and Danbury, Connecticut, as it once was known, and still might be.
It's fucking Danbury, Connecticut, you son of a bitch. you doughy dick motherfucker.
If people aren't hashtagging doughy dick when they're listening to this episode, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Right. Billy,
trending worldwide, doughy dick.
His name is Benjamin Baguette Cock.
The fuck is a baguette?
What was that one show where we had, like, trending worldwide, Cardboard Georgie? And it was, like, this thing, and then you said that, like, fans were annoyed by it?
Yeah, the Twitter thing. We did that at Grand Theft Ottawa?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it was one of the Ottawa shows. Fans did not like it, apparently.
That's upsetting, because that's, like, my favorite running gag, and I still do it to this day.
I think we should probably end up doing it again. I had a lot of fun with it. I loved trending worldwide, Ezekiel Jackson is a black man.
I like that the graphic came up in the bottom every single time. Oh, my God.
It was fun.
We're all looking forward to trending worldwide on the 25th at Slamtasia 5. And Dan, you and Bill Carr are taking on the Food Fighters for the Tag Team Championships. Both teams have been on a roll. This is pretty much a collision course. And there's a lot of history to it, and none of it is pleasant.
Well, first off, I just want to say, Ben, I've missed your segues so much. That was very nice. Yeah, there's a lot of history. They killed my partner. I don't know if that constitutes history or if that's, like, literally a crime that they just have not been convicted of because it happened within the confines of the squared circle.
I think you can make a case on either counts. I mean, you're more of an expert in the law than I am, being, you know, the officer that you are.
Oh, I slapped my way to the top. Don't worry. I'm not that smart.
Your doughy dick.
My dough dick.
Doughy
it's
dick.
Like, it's like unlocking a door with a marshmallow.
So obviously, with gold on your mind, with revenge on your mind, how are you and Bill Carr feeling about your match against the Food Fighters at Slamtasia 5?
Well, what one thing is that Pasquale is like the biggest internet shit talker in the entire world. The streets are gonna run red with my blood. Like, who does this barely borderline chef think he really is? Bill and I are furious, and our strategy, and it really is just break his kneecaps, because that's what we do. Old ladies jaywalking, broken kneecap. Kid not showing up to school on time, broken kneecap. Pulling the tag off your mattress, that's a broken kneecap. And that's what we're going to do to Pasquale in Danbury, Connecticut at Slamtasia 5.
Wow. I had to look up on Pasquale's Facebook to see if he did in fact say that the streets will run red. His exact words, ISW October 25th, the street of a Danbury, Connecticut, run red with the blood of the Danbury. I have come to fuck the shits up.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there was...
So you're basically calling me a liar, Ben, by having to fact check my statement.
No, there was another one that had me actually kind of scared for your well-being. It was first we kill the Ken Scampi. Now he comes finish the job to kill the Danbury. Rests in a peace, you fuck.
So first he murders my fucking best friend and tag partner. Then he murders the English language with his boppity boopity speech. I am offended. I am offended as somebody who studied English in college, and I am offended as somebody who is friends with Ken Scampi. I'm not sure which one more. Bippity boppity. I fucking hate Pasquale.
Obviously, you are going to be not only fighting for the honor of the late Ken Scampi, but for the honor of the entire English language in Danbury, Connecticut.
And for a pair of tag titles.
Of course. The gold obviously being the big deal here in Interspecies Wrestling. This is the first time you guys are meeting since that food fight, since they killed Ken Scampi, is it not?
Yes, this will be the first time that I get my hand. Basically, there was an injunction placed by ISW officials. This is all behind-the-scenes stuff. I'm letting the fans in. I'm pulling back the curtain. There's an injunction by the heads of ISW because they were afraid of another death happening in the ring. So they basically kept us apart. And they avoided putting us in matches together. And they can deny this, but I have the paperwork at home. And... Basically,
I wrote that on a napkin at Arby's.
Yeah, and I remember that napkin, and I honor your word, no matter how drunk you were when you wrote it.
Yep, and, very drunk.
And we are law-abiding people, because Bill and I are obviously cops. So this is the only way we were able to do it, and that was from starting from the bottom, and now we're here, facing off against the Food Fighters. Finally. Finally. I watched the Food Fight last night and cried. I cried watching my friend die last night. But you know what? I will avenge him. I told his twin brother at his twin brother's wedding that I would avenge Ken Scampi.
And many of the Sarah McLachlan tributes aside, obviously the revenge and the championships will be on the line in this match. Guys, do you have anything else you want to run by Dan as far as this match goes concerned?
I have a question for Daniel.
8.5.
Daniel, okay, well, I already knew that, though. Daniel.
Yes.
Not many people know this. You and I often have conversations about pooping.
Yeah.
And when we poop in public, we tend to go for a certain stall.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about this.
Okay, so everyone in this room, everyone in this little podcast, you're going to deny what I'm about to say next. But you're lying. And everyone who listens at home is going to be lying too. But when you have to drop a deuce, you always go for the handicap stall.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Because of all the leg room.
It is the first class of shitting.
Yeah, I don't.
It is luxury. There's that little bar you can rest your arm on. You can play words with friends as you're pinching off a loaf or dumping some mud into a bowl, whatever your diet consists of. It's not my problem. I don't, you know, I'm not a doctor.
You could technically get like a sort of workout in. There's enough room to do like arm circles while you're shitting.
I work on my core. I like to do leg raises. Not too many because you know the poop might end up on the bowl and then it ends up on your butt cheek and then you just gotta wipe for like an hour and you know how it is. But yeah, the handicap stall. And what's funny is I always pick it because I like the room. But in the grand scheme of, like, shitting, like, who has ever left that sort of, like, fetal position while shitting? You know what I mean? Like, you're always in that same sort of, like, elbows on the knees, like, kind of, like, looking at the ground or, like, looking at your phone. But you just, like, want all that leg room. You just want the space. And then, like, some cripple walks in and you're like, hey, get out of here, legless Joe. I'm trying to poo.
You know what's fucked up is actually one time I was in the handicap stall and I was taking a rather ripe and hefty poop. And I was in there for a while. This is at a Walmart, I believe. And another reason I really like the handicap stall is that it's always in the corner. You know what I mean? It's in the back of the room. It's against the wall. You're not going to have somebody on both sides of you pooping.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm in there and I'm going poop. And somebody's knocking on the door. And I'm like, well, I'll be out in a minute, you know, relax. So I'm like, oh, fuck, you know, this guy's going to think I'm an asshole because I'm just a fat guy taking a shit in the spacious shit room. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to put on a limp. So I go limping out of there and notice that the guy is on, like, fucking arm crutches.
See, I am actually disabled, and I do not use the handicap stall. I use the stall with the glory hole.
You use the stalls where there's somebody on both sides of you, so you can stick your foot. You can tap your foot.
Tap
under
my foot. Yeah, I do. I'm not gonna lie. I have.
He doesn't. You're aggressive with it. You don't tap your foot. You just kick their ankle until they start pulling a dick out.
We fucking or what?
Understall dick sucking is so fucking hilarious. Oh my god.
You probably like kick your foot under and go, hey, if we're not fucking, you better get the fuck out.
No, it's more like, let me suck your doughy dick.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Side question about
wait,
the
wait,
handicap.
Wait, no, we're not done talking about this. So what Bill Carr does is if you're in the stall next to him, he'll just start peeing into your stall.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll be sitting there, and you'll be like, you're doing whatever, and all of a sudden just water starts waking its way towards your shoe. And you're like, fucking Bill, stop.
I wouldn't be shocked. There's a series of Vine videos like that. I wouldn't be shocked if that's not, you know, Detective Bill Carr.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he only does it when he's off duty, though. That's the one thing I will say. He is responsible. He's not, you know, abusing his power or anything like that. He's just, You know, he's just peeing on shoes. Like the good Lord intended.
I do not want to talk to you people.
Side question about the handicap stalls. The ones that have their own sink, do you use that sink or do you use the sink out front?
I'm a germaphobe, so I don't actually... I wash my hands constantly. I don't care as long as I...
The only time I actually saw one with a sink was in an airport.
I've at like chain restaurants, they have it with the sink in there, but then they don't have paper towels, or you know, you have to use the hand dryer outside. One time there was one with paper towels, and out of fear of someone seeing me just leave the stall without washing my hands, I just went to the front, the sink at the front, which is a lot dirtier, and just washed my hands there.
We spent more time talking about shitting than Dan Barry's match or his dead friend.
Yeah, well, look, there's more important things. I often do not wash my hands after I pee because I know my dick is seriously clean because it never gets used.
We could change that.
Why? Are you suddenly a hot chick with big natural titties?
No, but anything's better than doughy dick.
Sprout a pussy, Ed Wood.
You know what? At this point, Ed, you're so gay, you might as well have a vagina.
I really should just go for the fucking sex change. I'd probably get more.
You could. It's like it's its own niche.
It really is, yeah.
You could be getting pounded by some big dudes with fucking daddy issues, but instead
I'm hitting on you.
Yeah. I mean, fuck, man.
Well, we've run out of stuff to talk about.
Not true. Let's go back to big titties. Anyway, so I think that ISW at this tryout.
Dan?
It looks like he's talking.
He is talking.
Bill Carr knows I'm on this call, so he keeps calling me to interrupt.
Oh, what a dick.
We should fucking call him next.
Yeah.
Just call his phone.
Yeah, you should.
Hello?
Hey!
Show me your dick.
What?
Bill, we all want to see your dick. Bill, you're on a podcast now.
I'm on a podcast now?
Yeah.
Is it because I wouldn't stop calling you, even though I knew that you were on a podcast?
Yes, this is exactly why.
Joining us live via satellite or whatever.
Doughy dick!
How do we
Bill get... Carr.
What?
Doughy dick, Bill. Doughy dick.
The question is, do you use the handicap stall when you stop to take a poo?
Absolutely, every chance I get.
It's like shitting in first class, man.
Oh, yeah. It's like driving the plane.
It is the Cadillac of public shitting.
It is. I agree.
Bill, if I'm using the stall next to you, do you ever try and pee on my feet?
I've done that before.
Bill, tell them about the story when we were in Connecticut. And I made you go into the bathroom after me because it was in that mobile gas station.
Yeah, that was something I'll never forget. I think I went inside. I think I bought like a Cherry Coke and maybe like a Charleston Chew or something.
That's right.
And And I'm waiting for Dan to get out of the bathroom because I had to go piss. So he gets out of the bathroom and he just has this like smirk on his face. I'm like, oh, God, let me see what he did. So I open the door, and there is shit sprayed.
What the fuck?
All over the bathroom. Not just the toilet. Like, all over the bathroom. All over the bathroom. Sink, on top of the toilet, and on the mirror. Probably on the door handle, too.
Yeah?
It was a sight to see. It was art.
It was art.
Let me preface the story.
I would have to classify it as art.
Let me preface the story. So I was not feeling well off of something we ate, and I went into that bathroom and like literally the bathroom was fucking disgusting, and like a lot of the mirror shit, that's not me. That was already there.
Oh my God.
I went to take a shit and I was like, well, I'm not gonna sit in the toilet. So I kind of like hovered, but what ended up happening was like I had like the sick stomach, so just like just shot out. So like I basically skunk sprayed a fucking bathroom, and then I couldn't stop laughing because I had, one, never done that in my entire life, and two, knew Bill had to piss. So I was like, this is going to be great. I was like, as I made Bill go in there, Bill comes out and is near vomiting as he leaves the bathroom. Like, he just left a crime scene of his dead mother. Like, it was fucking crazy.
Oh, my God. So, no road trip with you guys.
No stopping at gas station bathrooms with them.
You need a road trip with us. We're a class act.
Yeah.
So I think we'd be remiss if we didn't at least ask what you, Bill Carr, think about the tag team match you're having with Dan Barry against the Food Fighters for the Interspecies Wrestling tag titles at Slamtation 5. Just to kind of go... Dan already expressed his eagerness to get revenge for the death of Ken Scampi the last time he was in the ring with the Food Fighters. You're kind of new to this whole thing. What are your thoughts on the match coming up on October 25th?
Well, I don't remember Ken Scampi. I don't know if I ever met him before, so I don't really give a shit about revenge. I'm hungry for some crabs. I want to eat a crab. That's what I want to do.
You want crabs?
I want seafood. I want to eat. They're chefs. I want to eat food. They're going to prepare me food that I'm going to eat. And then I'm going to schoolboy them and we're going to win the title. That's all I'm going to do.
I kind of dig this guy.
That's what's happening. Now, like I said, I don't know who the fuck Scampi is. Never met him before.
He was a nice guy.
So,
it was tragic what happened to him. I mean, in the middle of the ring, and nobody even jumped in to help.
Yeah,
not even me. I was tired.
I'd like it better if his name was Shrimp Scampi.
Yeah, you got. Well, that's what I've been saying for years, but nobody listens to me.
Yeah.
And with that, we're gonna
Doughy
say.
Dick.
And with that, we're gonna say Doughy Dick. To Detective Dan Barry and Bill Carr.
It means goodbye in Swahili.
It does.
Do you have, I'm sure you guys have plenty to plug on your way out, so please take all the time you like.
Follow Bill Carr at WWE Dutch on Twitter. You can follow me at The Dan Barry. You can see us at CZW this weekend. You can see us at ISW's Slamtasia 5 in Danbury, Connecticut, October 25th. Bill may or may not bring his kissing booth, so make sure you're there for that. And then keep in touch. Follow us on Twitter for all of our upcoming dates, including House of Hardcore at the ECW Arena.
Dan, let me ask you one thing before you go.
I've
heard about these drunken Bill Carr phone calls. Tell me about these.
Well, if you go to mkt.com/teamtremendous for $5, you can order a drunk Bill Carr phone call. And let me tell you, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I've received numerous of these, and they're always hilarious. I recommend that you get it for your parents' birthday, christening, bat mitzvah, not a bar mitzvah, only a bat mitzvah. Make sure you get them now because they are selling like hotcakes, and Bill's phone bill is expensive.
Dan Barry, Bill Carr, thank you both so much for joining us here on the Dubcast.
Hey, fuck you.
Now, before we move on to the rest of the card, let's talk about the VIP pre-show. There's a lot of talent that's going to be trying to make a name for themselves for the VIP ticket holders.
Well, you know, we've been working close with several promotions here in Connecticut, and they've been wanting to work with us. You know, Chris Dickinson has been defending his title across the country, and one of those defenses was at Revival Pro Wrestling up in Chicopee. And
another was at Wrestle Jam.
Yeah, and another was at Wrestle Jam. Both of those promoters will be in attendance for the tryouts, like we said earlier, but also RPW is going to be having a showcase. Some of their talent will be joining us that day. It will be
Jimmy Mees and Andy Sweet taking on the team of Scotty McNair and Shane Marvel.
I don't have the card right in front of me. I'm sorry about that. But also a big thing, one of the guys who started at our second show helping us evolve this rock and wrestling connection that we have, the lead singer for Two Fisted Law, Big Jim Anderson, he's going to be having his debut match at an ISW show, and we're excited as he goes. Los Dumbfucks evidently invaded or have been talking shit about punk rock.
Yeah.
So he's going to get a little, he's going to make even the score there.
Yeah, dating back to the Warped Tour when they were defeated by Tony Diaz and then attacked by members of Every Time I Die and assorted other bands from the Vans Warped Tour. They've had a real problem with punk rock. They invaded a recent Two Fisted Law show, started fucking with their equipment trailer, And Jim caught one of them and challenged them both to a match. You know, I don't understand. I don't know if this is what they would call a handicap match, because from what I understand, the dumb fucks share a brain are basically just one person.
I heard it was more of a Wizard of Oz thing where they're searching for a brain. It's much like the Scarecrow and a combination of all three characters.
Yeah, to be challenging Jim to a fight, even though it's technically a handicap match, I think they really are showing their namesake by being dumb fucks, because they're gonna get creamed.
Yeah, he's a big dude. I'm concerned for their well-being, but I'm concerned for a lot of people's well-being at this show.
On the topic of those dumb fucks, I just want you guys, whether you like them or not, you got to check out their Twitter. It's one of the most fucking entertaining Twitters in all of Interspecies Wrestling's roster. You can find them at Los Dumb Fucks, where they tweet things where they're trying to pick up women by saying they have detachable penises and they can take a part of them home with them. They also post PSAs such as, if you don't wear a seatbelt, you're the dumb fuck. You know?
How nice of them.
Los Dumb Fucks. Follow them. You don't have to like them. You don't have to agree with their stance on punk rock, but follow them.
Oh, I found them. I'm following them now myself.
That all, of course, taking place on the VIP pre-show. Be sure to get that so you can get into the building early, be a part of Interspecies Wrestling before the show begins.
Like, dudes, listen. The tickets for Slamtasia range from $15 to $20. The pre-show comes with the VIP ticket, but then there's the tryout show as well, and that's an extra $5. Honestly, for $20 to $25, you're going to get, like, fucking 7 hours of wrestling.
And another thing about the venue, if you've never been there before, between the tryout and the actual show, you have plenty of places to go shopping. There's a gaming store right at the top of the alley. There's several restaurants. There's several small stores, convenience stores. There's fans hanging out outside with me. There's plenty to do in
go
between the time.
Go get you some dinner.
Exactly. Go, you know. There's plenty to do in downtown Danbury.
Absolutely.
Go grab a beer.
Grab many beers. Just don't bring them in. But of course, the main course, as I mentioned before, Slamtasia 5, such a big event that we are all super excited for. Again, starting after the VIP show and after the Lego contest. Of course, there will be another Fans Bring the Lego Weapons contest, hosted by yours truly, judged by lots of fucking people.
Lots of fucking people. But you know what? I'm going to add another contest to the mix here.
Oh.
Halloween's coming up. This show taking place on October 25th. Why the fuck don't we have ourselves a good old-fashioned Halloween costume contest?
Halloween costume contest. I love the idea.
I mean, listen, I'm sure that many of these motherfuckers would be coming in costumes anyway. Well, you know what? Make your costume extra awesome, and if it's the extra awesomest, maybe you'll win some shit.
Free swag from Interspecies Wrestling from your pals, because we are your pals.
You know what? I'm going to add something to this pot, too.
Ooh.
If you buy a ticket between now, the day this podcast is uploaded, a VIP ticket, and the Friday before the show, the 24th, we will give you the outtakes of us recording this podcast, which includes myself, Mike Roch, Dan Barry, Bill Carr, and of course Ben Gordon discussing several things that probably shouldn't ever.
Discussing a gay man having sex with vaginas.
Vagina.
Discussing straight men.
Poo.
Straight men talking about whether or not they would have sex with beautiful transsexual Bailey J. Buy a ticket, you get this bonus. We'll make you laugh at least once.
We'll probably sicken you or your loved ones.
Yes. One or the other, right?
But you know what? I have another announcement.
Oh, geez.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, you may have seen a video on our YouTube channel in which I, Mike Roch, defeat the Necro Butcher in a beer chug death match.
Oh, yes.
I not only beat that motherfucker, I demolished him. And I posted that shit on Twitter, and I challenged the wrestling world to a chug off. One group of people answered. You see, on YouTube, there's a channel. They're called Reckless Eating. They're based out of California. They do crazy shit. They eat shit that I wouldn't force feed my worst enemy in fucking Guantanamo Bay through a tube up his nose if he fucked my wife and killed my family. I don't understand if they put people in Guantanamo Bay for doing that kind of thing, but if I was going to fucking put somebody in Guantanamo Bay, they'd probably have to do that. But anyway, these guys challenged me. They've challenged me to something called the 5-minute beer chug challenge, in which you have to chug 5 cans of beer in 5 minutes. If you know me, I'm not a beer can chugging guy because beer cans are too fucking small. So after the show, I will be chugging probably 1,500 beers in 5 minutes.
1 billion beers.
To not only win this challenge, but to put my beer chugging skills on the fucking map.
Well, there you go. Lots of incentive for you to be buying a ticket to Slamtasia 5 in Danbury. And we haven't even talked about the show itself yet. Let's get to that right now. We've obviously spent plenty of time talking about the Interspecies Wrestling Tag Team title match between the Food Fighters and our guests from earlier, Tremendous Investigations. We've talked a little bit about the Fans Bring the Lego death match between Interspecies Champion Izzy Dead Yet and number one contender Bucks Belmar. Guys, there is so much that we have yet to discuss. The undisputed King of Crazy Championship will be on the line. I don't think enough people are talking about this match. I think a lot of people are sleeping on Chris Dickinson defending the title against the Bulldozer Matt Tremont. Why is that?
We just saved the heirloom, and these motherfuckers are going to tear it down.
Brick by brick, piece by piece, the roof will implode. And if it doesn't do it by then, it'll probably be done in our tag team turmoil. Of course, the tag team division in Interspecies Wrestling is hot as ever. We have Team Pazuzu featuring Pinky Sanchez and Jaka taking on Tabernacle Team, Matthew St. Jacques, Thomas Dubois. Someone, probably Pinky, is going to die.
I am legitimately worried about Pinky being the smallest of the group, but he's also the fastest. So I think if any danger comes his way, he might just escape.
Pinky always has his way of weaseling out of situations.
He's always the underdog. Yeah, I agree.
He is a fucking weasel.
I'm looking forward to that match.
Me too. I'm really excited for everything on this show, honestly. I'm really, really excited. Another match that I'm personally excited for, it's entitled Kicks and Shit. Not the shit we were talking about earlier, but shit that you will see because your mind will be blown when Kitsune takes on Gran Akuma.
They're going to kick the shit out of each other, literally.
Yes, there will probably be poop stains on the mat.
Yeah, there's going to be kicking. I mean, kicking.
Kicking, flipping, flying, all sorts of craziness.
That's going to be a great, great match.
Both these motherfuckers have educated feet. The highest of education, like Harvard-educated feet. And they're going to put them on each other. And it's going to be violent. And they're probably going to do some flips, too.
Aw, yeah. In a return four-way from the Warped Tour, these four people definitely made a huge impression on the fans at the Warped Tour. They're coming back to wow the fans in the heirloom. Jeremy Leary, Lucky Sabidi, Christina Von Erie, Benny Martinez. I sadly was not at either of the Warped Tour shows. Mike Roach, I know you were there, and Edward, you were there as well. Tell the people about these four and why they need to be paid attention to.
Basically, you got a woman and three men in a match, but the woman is probably the most dangerous competitor in the match because she's got heart, she's got fight, and she's going to take it to these guys, just like she did to Chris Dickinson at Hood Slam. The other three, we got Lucky Sabidi, we got Benny Martinez. These guys met at both the Warped Tour shows and had easily the sleeper matches of both nights. And then you got Jeremy Leary, who competed in the fucking main event of the Hartford Warped Tour and obliterated those dumb fucks with Tony Diaz. These guys looking to make an impact in front of an actual Interspecies Wrestling crowd. And it's going to be cool as shit.
I'm very much looking forward to that as well. The Monster Mash, just in time for Halloween, you've got two of the children of Dr. Gene Splicing and going one-on-one. Lloyd Cthulhu, it's taking on Fluffy. I think some children are going to cry, if there happen to be there. I mean, a lot of things will probably make them cry, but this will be the first one.
These guys are basically brothers. This is almost a sibling rivalry. They came from the same nutsack, the same brain. Dr. Gene Splicing made these two creatures, and they're going to go to war. It's going to be fucking crazy.
And, of course, the long-awaited return of Sexy Eddie to the Heirloom Arts Theater. He'll be taking on an opponent to be announced. I'm very excited to see Sexy Eddie back, and I know a lot of people are as well.
I am.
Of course you are.
Five pounds of man meat? Sure, why not?
But yeah, Sexy Eddie, like one of my favorite people, both in and outside of the wrestling business. Great guy, great dick. great competitor as well. His originally scheduled opponent, not able to make it, but there have been a number of people contacting us looking to fill that spot. Who's going to fill it? Come to the show, find out.
Yeah, there's only one way to find out. Come to the show.
Last but not least, the big social event of the interspecies calendar, the wedding of Glad Bad and the Craigslist Homo. It's going to be a very festive occasion.
Yep.
I'm excited too. I can't wait to see this bridal party. I can't wait for the reception.
With this cock ring, I thee wed.
So be there for that. Weddings make everyone feel warm and fuzzy.
My favorite couple in all of pro wrestling, finally going to be united in holy matrimony, and I can't wait. Woohoo!
And as you know, every wedding at a wrestling show goes 100% smoothly, and so we can't wait to see that happen for our good pals, Glad Bad and the Craigslist Homo.
Smooth as a shaved ass.
And of course, last but not least, we touched upon it earlier, the fans bring the Lego Deathmatch for the Interspecies Championship. Is he dead yet? Bucks Belmar. Shit's gonna get crazy.
It's gonna get so goddamn crazy. We mentioned earlier, King of Crazy Championship on the line. Chris Dickinson and Matt Tremont, I said that they're gonna tear the building down. Well, what we're gonna do is we're gonna rebuild the building with Lego, and the Heirloom Arts Theater itself is gonna become a fucking weapon for the Lego Deathmatch. It's gonna be crazy. It's always crazy. Interspecies Wrestling's fucking crazy. Every match you talk to me about, I say it's fucking crazy. You know why? Because we're the kings of that shit.
Cray cray.
The kings of cray cray.
Indeed. And again, we are excited to see what you guys are going to bring to the table as far as the weapons made of Lego. We've seen Lego panes of glass. We've seen Lego Transformers. Lego Bus
Winnie, Winnie the Pooh.
Nice. Jinx.
I owe you a Coke.
Yes, you do.
Share a Coke with Ben.
So, yeah, we cannot wait to see what you guys bring to the table because it is the fans that make the Lego match. Obviously, you guys donating your Legos to the match, making this even bigger than it already has been. We're looking for the most amount of Lego, but you know what? It always adds that little bit of extra fun when there are Lego weapons, and we need to see your creativity sparked. You know, again, the winner of the contest last time we had one of these was a Lego pane of glass. And that got smashed into bits. What else can you guys come up with? We want to see, and we are willing to give you stuff for it. So make sure to bring that stuff to the show. We will judge it ahead of time, but all of it will get used in the main event of Slamtasia 5.
That's right, fans. Can you build a Lego snowman?
Is anyone going to build a Lego doughy dick?
Okay, let's end this with a song, Ben. Yes. We always end it with a song, but I got a song for you. It's called Let Me Fug It.
Oh.
And it's about me sensually buying you some McDonald's.
While you eat, we send you out with the soulful sounds of Mike Rotch.
Double quarter pounder with cheese puts my dick between them knees, baby.
Remember to get your tickets from interspecieswrestling.com. And, of course, you can always get them at the door next Saturday, October 25th, Heirloom Arts Theater. Come early for the tryout show. Get your VIP ticket, see those bonus matches, and stay the whole day. We're going to have a blast, and we want you to be there too, because it's not an interspecies wrestling party without you there. So make sure that you're there. Yeah. My name is Ben Gordon. For Med Wood, for Mike Roch, we'll see you on the 25th.
But listen, here's what's going to go down. My doughy dick is homesick. The home is your pussy.
Girl.
Sup, girl.
I know how it is.
Yeah, dude.
Y'all got all these motherfuckers out here just expecting pussy for nothing.
Don't want no motherfucking scrubs.
Well, you know what, them motherfuckers, they ruining it for the rest of us.
Yeah, fucking asshole.
I'm taking it back. I'ma treat a girl right.
Right.
Get that pussy tonight.
Pussy.
Like a real motherfucking gentleman and shit.
I like this girl named Kate, asked her on a date. Pick me up at 8 and bitch, don't be late. I'm gonna show you how a real motherfucker gets down. Buy that pussy dinner, take that ass to town. As long as I don't get stuck having to masturbate, I may even spring for a milkshake.
Girl,
female,
you know you want this dick.
Take you to McDonald's, I buy you chicken nuggets, and then we go to Michael's. crib because I'm gonna fuck it. You claim that there's no interest, but I know that that's bullshit. Why would you come out with me unless I'm gonna fuck it? Spend like $7.50, now bitch I want some pussy. You ate your chicken nuggets, now bitch I wanna fuck it.
Yeah, girl, you know how it is. I let you order off your dope menu.
Girl, I know most guys try to move too fast. I supersized your fries, please let me in that ass. I hit it multiple times, like 6 or 7. Take your 4 McDonald's breakfast before 11. Just let me stick my bacon in between your thighs. How you like your eggs, scrambled or fried?
Yeah, let me put that sausage in your biscuit. Take your hash brown to Pound Town.
I take you to McDonald's, I buy you chicken nuggets, and then we go to my crib because I'm gonna fuck it. You claim that there's no interest, but I know that that's bullshit. Why would you come out with me unless I'm gonna fuck it? I spent like $7.50, now bitch I want some pussy. You ate your chicken nuggets, now bitch I wanna fuck it.
Girl, let Mayor McCheese in between them knees. I'll make you grimace. In a good way.
Big Mac. Double quarter. Pound it with cheese.
Yeah. It's all about fucking.